You're listening to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peer. Well, hello again, everybody, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud. I'm Tim Peter, and Happy New Year! I'm so thrilled you're here with us today. This is really great. I'm glad to be back. I'm glad to be back with you listening, and I'm glad to have you here with us. So thanks so much, as ever, for listening. Now, today's podcast is going to be a little bit different than what we normally do. Typically, I talk about internet marketing, digital marketing generally, and how you can build the right kind of strategy, how you can build the right kind of digital marketing plan. But today, I'm going to respond specifically to an email I got from a listener, Michael in Frankfurt. Michael listened to our last podcast where I asked the question, does podcasting make sense? And what Michael wanted to know was, how do you podcast? How do you create a podcast if you're interested in doing it for your business? You may remember in the last podcast, and if you don't, I will link to it in the show notes so you can listen to it. But if you recall, we talked about whether or not podcasting makes sense. When I first started doing Thinks Out Loud as a podcast for my blog and for my business, I said I was going to keep an eye on it and see whether or not it's working. And basically, I find that it's working pretty well. So I'm going to continue to do it. So now Michael is saying, well, that's something I'd like to try, but I don't actually know how to podcast. I don't actually know what I would need to do this for my business. So today I'm going to take a little bit of time and explain how it is you can create a podcast. I want to be very clear. I'm not going to go into gory details, because I think there are some fantastic sources of this information, and I'm going to link to those in the show notes and tell you about some of them in just a little bit. But before I do that, I wanted to talk to you about the parts that I think are really important when it comes to a podcast. You may notice a difference in sound quality today. You may notice that things don't sound quite the same as they usually do, if you're particularly perceptive to those things. And I'm going to explain why in a little bit, if you hang with me. But when you create a podcast, when you choose to podcast, or if you think podcasting is something you want to do for your business, the first most important thing you need to do is understand who your audience is. Now, this is something we talked about way back in episode 2 of Thinks Out Loud, in an episode called Social is People. And it's all about who is it you're talking to? Why is it that a podcast is right for your customer that makes it right for your business? And if you're thinking about doing a podcast, and if you're thinking about doing any kind of content marketing, whether it's podcasting, whether it's blogging, whether it's tweeting, whether it's Facebook, that's really the first question you have to answer. The second question you have to answer is, what do those people care about? What does your customer care about? And that's something we really touched on back in episode 3, in the episode, What Do Your Customers Need? Those are really important questions, because first, you have to know who you're talking to, and you have to know what they want. I've said this before. If you think about a customer going into their local hardware store, so if I go into my local hardware store, my True Value or a Home Depot or something like that, and I go looking for a drill, the simple fact of it is I don't want a drill. I want a hole. That's what your customer's need is. And you have to understand that the podcast that you create or any content that you create actually fulfills that need. So don't think of it in terms of making drills. Think of it in terms of making holes. And yes, I suppose it's possible you get collectors who are looking for, you know, an antique drill, but that's a different kind of thing and not really what we're talking about. So before you even think about doing a podcast, and I'm not saying you shouldn't by any stretch, Michael, or any of the rest of you who are listening out there, but what I am saying is be very clear on who it is you're talking to and what it is they care about. Because everything else, all the tools, are simply that. They're just tools. The tools don't solve your customer's problem. Your content does. The next thing that I start with is a script. Now, without a script, you really don't have much to say. You really don't know what you're going to say. And I just work from an outline, which is probably why I fumble sometimes over my words. But I find it to be a very natural way, a very organic way to carry on a conversation and make this somewhat more interesting and somewhat more personal than if I'm reading off a script. Believe it or not, I just started out with index cards, 4x6 index cards, and created an outline, and that way I could shuffle them around and get the right flow that I wanted. You could certainly use a legal pad or a text editor like TextEdit or a Notepad if you're a Mac or PC person. You could use Word. I have done one where I used Keynote or PowerPoint. I prefer Keynote, but obviously if you're a PC person, PowerPoint's really good too. These days, I actually use a tool called Scrivener, which is a fancy writing studio, they call it, a piece of software that helps me collect research and write an outline in a fairly structured format. They make that both for the Mac and the PC. You know, you don't need to do that. But the point is, any place you can collect an outline, any place that you can collect the research you need, is really all you need to create a script. You may be more comfortable with a more written out script. I find that when I do that, I feel like I'm reading more, or I sound like I'm reading more. So I don't prefer to do, I choose not to do that. I just work from those barest outlines. And then I just talk. And Seth Godin's got a great line where he said, you know, there's no such thing as talker's block, right? Sometimes when you're writing, it can be challenging to think what the next thing is going to be. But I just look at it as carrying on a dialogue. To that end, one of my favorite tips, and this is going to be a little goofy, I'm going to admit right up front, you may hear this and think, that's nuts. But I actually have a photo of a friend in front of me when I do this. So instead of me just staring at a blank wall and a microphone and trying to make it sound conversational or make it sound relaxed and easy, I'm actually just feel like I'm talking to my friend. So that's something I find very handy, particularly when you're sitting in an office by yourself talking to yourself. It does make it feel just a little bit more okay, like you haven't completely lost your mind. Now, once you have that, once you know who you're talking to, and you know what you're going to say, and you know what they care about, then you can start talking about the tools. But there's a reason I saved the tools for last. So my normal setup is I use a Shure SM57 microphone, which is about a $100 microphone. That is plugged into a piece of equipment called a Mackie Onyx Blackjack USB interface, which takes the signal from the microphone and lets me put it into the computer. And that's about $149. And I record using a piece of software called Logic Express for the Mac, and that's about $149. It doesn't look like Apple makes that anymore. So my setup there is about $400 all in. Now, for those of you who are longtime readers of the blog or have known me in a past life, you know that I started in the music industry. So I actually happen to have some of that gear to support my music habit, as opposed to being things I bought for my business. And being a good businessman, I tried to find ways to put them to use. It's actually one of the reasons I thought about podcasting in the first place was, how do I apply these skills I've picked up in other areas to benefit my business? So that's a pretty good setup, and that only cost $400. So you can actually do a lot for very little money. However, you can actually do it much less expensively than that. You could replace that Onyx Blackjack and the microphone with a microphone like the Blue Microphones Yeti or an Apogee mic. It's actually just called mic, M-I-C. The Yeti is for PC or Mac and just plugs directly in via USB. The Apogee mic works with a Mac or the iPad and plugs directly into those. And you can use, and those cost roughly $100 for the Yeti and roughly $200 for the Apogee mic. And you can use something like GarageBand on the iPad for $5, $4.99. That's not $500, that's $4.99. So again, for $100 to $200, you can still have a pretty, you know, sophisticated setup. I obviously do this all on my Mac. You can certainly do it on a PC. I didn't today because I want to stick with my Mac, but I actually did something just to prove you can do it even cheaper. Today, for this podcast only, I'm using a piece of software called Audacity. And Audacity is available for Windows, it's available for Mac, it's available for Linux, and it's completely free. And they've got a whole wiki that explains how you use the software. I will link to that in the show notes. And I'm actually recording today using nothing more than my iPhone headset. So if you've got an iPhone headset or an Android headset, you can just plug that into your computer and go. Now, I will tell you, I'm using a little bit of compression and equalization within Audacity to make the microphone sound a little better. If anybody's interested in the gory details of how I EQ'd or compressed the signal to get it to sound a little better, I'm happy to share that with you, but I don't want to bore those of you who don't care with that. So just email me at podcast@timpeter.com if you've got questions about that. But think about it. The real key is the focus on the customer, the focus on the consumer, not on the tools. So even though I've got a $400 setup that I use most of the time, today I did this with using a $29 setup, if you exclude the Mac. And I could have done it on a PC, but as much as I love you guys, there are some sacrifices I will not make. That's a joke, by the way. The last thing is I host the podcast. So once you actually have the audio file, once you record it, I use a service called blueberry.com, which is actually spelled blubrry.com. So no E's in it. And I put the show notes on my blog at timpeter.com/blog. I find the customer service at Blueberry very good. The community is very good. Their documentation could be a little better, but generally, I find them to be pretty useful for putting the podcast out in front of people and hosting it, and then I just link to it from my blog directly. And that's all it takes. The last thing I want to add is there's a great podcast about podcasting. A man named Daniel J. Lewis has a podcast called The Audacity to Podcast, and he uses Audacity as his recording equipment. So it's a great tutorial and set of tools that can help you learn how to podcast if you are interested in a lot more detail than I will typically cover. But at least this gives you a feel for how I do it. So you can go for free, you can go for a couple $100, you can go for a few, you know, $400. And the reality is whatever works for you and helps you get the content that your customers are going to care about in front of them. That's the important part. Who's the customer and what are you going to talk about? And then the rest is kind of simple. With that, we're out of time. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap up. As ever, remember you can subscribe to the podcast at timpeter.com/blog and just look for podcasts over on the right. Or you can go to iTunes and search for Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud and subscribe via iTunes. And if you have any questions or comments, just like Michael did, feel free to email me at podcast@timpeter.com. I very much appreciate hearing from you. As ever, I enjoy talking to you. It's been really great. I hope you have a great rest of the week, and I'll look forward to talking to you real soon. Take care, everybody.